Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Work.com. Simulcast on Facebook Live.
Then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jamie Hansen's our guest, our new friend. Jamie B. Hansen is the name of the book, Expanding the Conversation. It's all about understanding the real differences between the genders and how to discuss them honestly and openly and without having to bring whether things are fair or not into the world. Jamie, thanks again for being here.
Thanks for having me.
ExpandTheConvo.com is the website for the book, and I know it's available wherever books are sold. So let me tell you another real quick story. I was in a meeting where some people were presenting a local school program about robots. The two-county area was creating robot-building teams in the high schools. So there's like a dozen high schools, and each one of them had a robot team. And at the end of the year, they were competing against each other. The winner would go to regionals, and they'd go to nationals, et cetera, right? And somebody in the audience said, what is the percentages of male to female in the robot team? These are just real robots now. Okay, they got to build them from scratch. And the lady said 32% were female.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thought that was a pretty darn good number.
Yeah.
And somebody in the audience said, well, why isn't it 50%?
Right.
And I said, me being me, I said, where does it say it's supposed to be 50%?
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is, would you agree with me that 32% girl participation in robot building is pretty darn good? Have I expressed a faux pas by saying that?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's a faux pas at all. I think 32% is good. It's not 3%. 32% is decent. I mean, yeah, could you make that argument? People will say it should be representative of the population. Right? So like a real thing, but
right. That's
never going to be perfect. I mean, that's not like, look at, you know, whether you're looking at gender, ethnicity, age, I mean, how big is the robot team in general? Like 10
right. People
maybe, you know what I mean? It's not like you're talking about a
thousand. Let me throw something else at it. This is going to be politically correct as it can be, but let's say that they were developing a fashion program in all the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Should there be 50% boys there?
Theoretically.
Some people think that's really politically incorrect, but can we agree, based on your book, can we agree that men and women are different and they're attracted to different things?
Yes, different things. The question, I think it goes deeper than that, is why. Like, I don't think that's an innate quality. I don't think that boys and girls come out of the womb and are automatically interested in different things. I think that there's a lot of, you know,
how much do you attribute socialization in the society to the way men are programmed?
The vast majority.
You really do? You believe that?
Yes, I really do. I've researched a lot of the neuroscience, and there's certainly people that believe that biology plays more of a component than I do. I think men and women are different biologically, but I think it is extremely naive to think that culture and society do not affect
I definitely think that culture and society impact the way women, I'm just going to use that example, men are kind of on their own, but I think women are definitely impacted by culture and society, but I don't think that, I think there's just as much biology there as there is social. In my opinion.
I disagree with you on that. It's interesting because I used to go back to biology a lot too. And if you look at the brains, like if you look at a scan, they actually are different, right?
Yep.
But the more that I've learned, and I've researched this pretty extensively now, like the brain is actually malleable. So like the brain is influenced by culture. Like the biological makeup actually changes based on culture too. So it's like, I mean, in the first place, it's really difficult to say what is different biologically versus culturally. And in the second place, like that changes, right? So I do think the society has a huge
impact. But there are some limitations though. For example, in the differences between testosterone and estrogen, right? Testosterone is a very aggressive hormone.
When you say limitation, like you're drawing a correlation between what a difference in testosterone ultimately amounts to. Like, are there differences in the amount of testosterone that men have versus women? Absolutely.
Yep.
What that means is a little bit open to interpretation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And can be changed based on, you know, the environment.
So I've got less than a minute left. I want your last thoughts on all this, but we're going to have you back because you're a great guest, and I love
the way we
discuss these things honestly. And my audience knows I spent 20 years trying to help women grow their businesses. They know where my heart is. I just like the fact that you and I can talk about this honestly. Last thoughts. I got 30 seconds.
I mean, my last thoughts are actually something you said very early in the beginning, that when you said you can, it's easier for you to talk about this with a woman, which, you know, I'm glad that benefits me. But I think it's really important that we are having these open and honest conversations. So the more you can be honest, and you don't have to worry about being PC, like it's take the sensitivities off the table and let's be real.
Right. Absolutely, especially when you know where everyone's heart is, when we know that all the people care about, who the men and the women, and I've had men want to discuss these things with me before on the show, and I said, no, dude, I'm not doing that. Hey, the book is called Expanding the Conversation. The author is
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.